Hello, culinary explorers. Welcome back to another episode of the Simple Recipe Box podcast. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a recipe that promises to transform your kitchen into the ultimate rib cooking arena. Yes, you guessed it. We're mastering the art of cooking Costco ribs. So tie on your aprons and let's get started. Ribs have this special way of bringing people together, and when they're done right, juicy, tender, and just falling off the bone, they're absolutely unforgettable. Today, we're going to achieve just that with a recipe that's perfect for beginners and seasoned chefs alike. First things first, let's talk about what you'll need. A reliable oven or grill, a meat thermometer, some quality aluminum foil, a basting brush, and of course, a sturdy baking sheet or roasting pan. With these tools at the ready, you're well on your way to rib perfection. Now, let's pick our star performer, the ribs. At Costco, you'll find a variety of options like St. Louis style or baby back ribs. Look for ribs that are evenly cut with a good amount of meat and some nice marbling. Remember, marbling means flavor. All right, let's get into the heart of today's recipe. Here's what you'll need for the ultimate Costco ribs. One pack of Costco St. Louis ribs, your favorite barbecue sauce, brown sugar, smoked paprika, garlic powder, and onion powder. And for those who like a bit of heat, a teaspoon of cayenne pepper. Bag rustling, spices shaking. Prepping your ribs is crucial. Start by giving them a good rub with your mix of spices. Whether you're using Costco's own seasoning blend or your custom mix, make sure those ribs are well coated. Now, cooking these beauties can be done in three ways. One, oven method. Wrap your ribs in foil and bake them at 275 degrees Fahrenheit for about 2 to 3 hours. This low and slow method brings out incredible tenderness. 2. Grill method. For that irresistible smoky flavor, grill the ribs over medium heat for 1.5 to 2 hours, turning occasionally. 3. Slow cooker method. If convenience is your game, place your ribs in a slow cooker and let them cook on low for 6 to 8 hours. Oven, timer ding, grill sizzling, slow cooker bubbling. And there you have it. No matter which method you choose, patience is your best ingredient. Cooking ribs is an art that rewards those who wait. Now, once those ribs are cooked to perfection, serve them up with simple sides like coleslaw or mashed potatoes. And here's a tip for storing leftovers. Cool the ribs down, wrap them tightly in foil, and they'll keep in the fridge for up to 3 days. Reheat them in the oven at 275 degrees Fahrenheit for about 20 to 30 minutes, and they'll taste as good as new. There you go, folks. You're now equipped to impress with your culinary skills at your next gathering. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode on Mastering the Ultimate Costco Ribs Recipe. Until next time, keep cooking, keep exploring, and stay hungry for more adventures in the kitchen. Outro music fades.